Guess I'll ask the question. What will happen if we cut the continuum of ordinary birth? Okay? Okay, let's accept there's nothing we can do in terms of this life about our impending death. It's going to happen. But what if I cut the continuum of ordinary birth so that after this death I don't take another ordinary birth? Can you even think that? This is what gets us into tantra. This is how you really enter tantra, thinking like this. It'll be a little bit radical. What will happen? What will happen if we cut the continuum of ordinary birth? Kishila says, will we disappear and become like empty space? This is impossible. Even if we cut the continuum of ordinary rebirth, the continuum of our mind will remain. Nothing can stop the continuum of the mind. You can't switch the mind off. It never stops. Since beginningless time, the continuum of our mind has functioned. You can't stop it. Ever. So, even if we cut the continuum of ordinary rebirth, the continuum of our mind will remain. But instead of being thrown into a samsaric rebirth through the force of karma and delusion, we will take rebirth through choice. Either in a pure land or, out of compassion, in the human realm. It is the suffering of uncontrolled birth and death that will cease. Okay? So how wonderful that this wretched state of samsara, uncontrolled death, intermediate state, rebirth, is the basis that can be purified, can be transformed into the three bodies of a Buddha. By purifying ordinary death, we can accomplish the truth body of a Buddha. By purifying ordinary intermediate state, we can accomplish the enjoyment body of a Buddha. By purifying ordinary rebirth, we can accomplish the emanation body of a Buddha. We can do that. How kind samsara is, gives us a basis for purification. Buddha gives us the path to do the purification with. So we should be thinking, this sounds interesting. This is what I want to do. I want to purify my death, intermediate state. I want to stop ordinary death. Ordinary intermediate state, ordinary rebirth. We're going to look at the word ordinary tomorrow. I want to stop. How do we purify ordinary death, intermediate state, rebirth? Geshe-la asks. He says, ordinary death is purified by the completion stage realization of ultimate example, clear light. If you're new to this, maybe there's a lot of terminology, but don't worry, we're going to explain this as we go through. In this class, we just need to understand the logic of why we need to practice Tantra, because it's the only way to stop our samsara. Ordinary death is purified by the completion stage realization of ultimate example, clear light. Directly by the completion stage realization of illusory body. And ordinary rebirth is purified directly by the completion stage yoga of the gross deity body attained after the realization of illusory body. Okay. So this is the point. What Geshe-la is describing here are three tantric paths, tantric experiences, completion stage. At the end of our tantric practice, we gain these experiences, completion stage experience. We'll understand later what completion stage is. This is what directly stops. So when we attain, for example here, when Geshe says, ordinary death is purified directly by completion stage realization, ultimate example, clear light. Sounds strange, but it's a beautiful mind. Comes from meditation. Beautiful mind of clear light. When we attain this realization, special mind of clear light, through our completion stage meditation, that's it. That is the end of death. That is the end of ordinary death. We will never again experience uncontrolled death. We have that within our power. We have that potential. In this life, we have the opportunity to stop death by gaining this completion stage realization. When we gain, after that, the completion stage realization called illusory body, beautiful, beautiful, pure, subtle body we attain through realization, through meditation. Once we have that, then we have stopped ordinary intermediate state. And when we gain the completion stage, yoga of the gross deity body, we'll explain all this later on. Once we have accomplished that, we have purified rebirth. We will never again take uncontrolled rebirth. So it's these three yogas, completion stage yogas, that directly stop death, intermediate state, and rebirth, ordinary death, intermediate state. If we can accomplish these three yogas, we can cut the continuum of samsara. There is no other way. Only through these completion stage yogas can we stop our samsara.